What you're about to hear is part of the PodGods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email. Enjoy the show!
This episode of the Random Variety Show is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Visit audibletrial.com/randomvarietyshow to get your free download. And now, on with the show!
Hello! This is Sir Reginald Johnson Walker V, producer of the Random Variety Show. And you're listening to the Random Variety Show, Season 2, Bonus Episode 8.5. It's the Random Variety Show podcast with Charlie Miller. Unfortunately, he's not here today. So you've got me, the producer, Sir Reginald Johnson Walker V. Hello, and thank you so much for downloading and listening to the Random Variety Show. As I said a moment ago, Charlie's unable to do the podcast this week, so we're coming out with a bonus episode. And that's right, I get to host it. Oh, joy for me. You see, a couple of days ago, Charlie called in on the voicemail line and specifically left me this message.
Hey, Reginald, this is Charlie. How are you? I'm sending you this voicemail because I know you check it all the time, more frequently than I do, and this whole Groucho Marx live show that's going up on the 26th, which is, you know, like today when this episode drops, is just been taking up all my time. It's taken up Groucho's time, so I'm so sorry that we don't have anything to do this week. Can you throw something together? I mean, you're a great guy. I know you can do it. So if you could just put something together, it doesn't have to be really anything. Just can you do that for me, please? I'd appreciate it. And we'll be back next episode. And if you're in the San Diego area, hey, April 26th, 2013, if you're listening to this today, that means you could go tonight. Get in touch with me, the Random Variety Show podcast at gmail.com. It comes directly to my phone. I'm going to be checking it all day. If there's still room, you can come on down. I'll give you all the information in an email. All right, Reginald, thank you so much, and we'll be back next episode.
So, as you can see, I was literally thrown under the bus. So I'm throwing this together a few days before it happens to publish, just to keep on the normal Friday publishing schedule. So, as you see, I was literally thrown under the bus. And so I have nothing prepared. I'm throwing this together at the spur of the moment, 24 hours before it needs to publish. So I apologize if there are any inconveniences in the listening experience. But, you know, it is what it is. So one of the random things that I can provide for you to this episode is... Well, let me backtrack and explain a bit. I have a half-brother who grew up on the other side of the tracks, you might say. And he's been pestering me to be on the podcast. Let me be on the podcast. And I said to him, there is no room for you. We're already running longer than we would like. But I will speak with Charlie and do what I can. And he thanked me, and so I really haven't had a chance to speak with Charlie, but being the producer, I'm going to take a judgment call and let this one fly. And so I have connected with my half-brother, Humphrey Clarence Walker. And he's going to read for us some, I'm embarrassed to say, Craigslist missed connections. Take it away, Humphrey.
Hello, I'm Humphrey Clarence Walker. I'm the half-brother of Sir Reginald Johnson Walker V. And, it is a pleasure to be here on the podcast. I've been asking him for months and months to get on the podcast, and he wouldn't let me. But I guess it just happens to be, eh? So it's just going to be like that. So I've got some fun, well, I'm sure you people are familiar with the Craigslist because it's everywhere. Well, at least in America. I don't know about outside the continent, but I'm sure you got something like it. It's a community board, mostly run for free. Check it out if you've never seen it. It's Craigslist.org. So I have pulled up the basic misconnections for the greater San Diego area. And the very first one reads, Frazee Paint Store in Fallbrook. Woman for men. On Thursday, April 18th, you helped me carry my paint to my car. This is a long shot, but I thought I would try it. She don't write very well. This is a long shot, but I thought I would try. I thought you were so nice and a great smile. I wonder if you'll see this. Well, I hope you do too. Now, the next one says, Here comes goodbye. Women for men. Parentheses, previous life. S, that's the first letter there, it just says S. You are off today. This is for you. Oh, it's got a YouTube link. I'm not going to play that on it. And then it says, your April Fool's Day girl. Now just another girl walking down the street. Oh, somebody's pissed off at somebody. But, you know. What else can I say? All right, next one is, was it just me? Women for women. Oh, here's a dirty little one. It says, I met you at a party over the weekend. You've been on my mind ever since. You happen to have a girlfriend. I am not a homewrecker. Thus why I am posting here anonymously. I couldn't help but notice you looking at me. It could just be my ego talking. Or maybe you are just showing respect and paying attention to the conversation at hand. If I'm totally reading too much into our meeting, please accept me apologies. Maybe you have a truly available friend who could introduce me to instead. Well, I hope that works out for you, ladies. All right, last one, here we go. It starts off with you, .. Shoreline Driving. And then it's got a picture of a dog, an animated dog. It's not a moving one, it's just a stagnant picture. It says off, off, bark, bark. It's a dog going off on barking is what it is. So it says, just be here and bark. Oh, who, me? Yes, you. When you're ready for commitment, then I will see you at our place. Until then, wolf, wolf. All right, it's got something to it. I have no idea what it was, though. So I just want to say thank you for listening. My name is Humphrey Clarence Walker, half-brother to Sir Reginald Johnson Walker V. Thank you so much for letting me be on the podcast. It was so much fun. I liked it a lot. Yes, I did. I'm hoping that I could come back. So, listener, get this. Why don't you send an email or a Twitter or a Facebook or however you follow the podcast and let them know what you think. So, I'll see you laters. Bye.
So, that was my half-brother, emphasis on the half-brother, Humphrey Clarence Walker. Yes, thank you so much for filling in. I do appreciate it. And now is something random that I could pull from the internet. Here is an old-time commercial for none other than Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Are you ready, Quartet? All right, let's go.
Drink to me, darling, not with thine eyes, but with Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. 'Cause if you toast me with Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'll know that your love's sincere.
The beer that is splendid is the beer that is blended from 33 fine brews. And if you'll serve me sparkling clear, perhaps your love, dear, I can't refuse.
You can serve it with cold cuts, it's sure to please. Serve it with a dab of tasty nippy cheese. Now it's food refreshing, it has no flaws. And anywhere they have the beer, they'll follow it because
I'd run a million laps for a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Singing commercials are very beautiful and all, but they don't pack enough wallop, you know. Besides, what would become of me if I didn't have this to say? Yes, it's the blending of those 33 fine brews that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon always the same light, mellow taste, the same clear, appetizing color, the same real beer flavor from barrel to barrel, from bottle to bottle, from year to year. Remember, there's just one and only one blended Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now, listen to this. Hello, listeners. It's little old me again with a word or three from our sponsors. And you might be asking yourself, who would sponsor this show? Well, the Random Variety Show is supported by people like you, the listener. And we've got a plethora of ways that you can support the show. One of the easiest ways is to visit randomvarietyshow.com and click on our Amazon link, located on the left-hand sidebar. Be sure to save it as your favorites or bookmark it for future use. Now, go ahead and make all your purchases on Amazon just as you usually would. And if you've ever shopped or searched through Amazon before, you know that they can have just about everything under the sun on Amazon. In fact, you might even find an Amazon at Amazon. And usually everything's available at below retail prices, with reasonable to no shipping fees. Remember, with every purchase you make through our link, you support the show. You see, pennies for every dollar spent come back to help to continue to provide you with this unique and remarkable program. Another way for you to provide support would be with a direct donation through our donate button located at, well, yeah, you guessed it, randomvarietyshow.com. For the price of a few gallons of gas, you can help support the show. And lastly, if you or your friends enjoy audiobooks or audio entertainment in general, then Audible.com is the place for you. With over 100,000 titles of books, magazines, radio shows, and stand-up comedy to choose from, I guarantee you'll find something for everyone. And for listeners of the Random Variety Show, Audible is offering you a free title of your choosing just for trying the service for 30 days. Visit audibletrial.com/randomvarietyshow right now to take advantage of this wonderful offer. And now, Charlie, give our listeners a suggestion or two from these 100,000 titles available.
Well, it's actually not Charlie, it's Reginald again. So, audibletrial.com/randomvarietyshow. Go there, sign up for an Audible account. Choose one of hundreds of thousands of titles of your choosing to keep for free. And now back to Groucho.
Thanks, Charlie. So visit audibletrial.com/randomvarietyshow to get your free download right now. And if anybody asks, tell them Groucho sent you. Oh, and one last thing. Your name can be right here. Contact us at randomvarietyshow.com today. Back to the show.
And now, as a last little bit of entertainment, I have for you something from season one, long before I arrived, episode 7. The guest was Kirk Irvine. Go back and listen to it. He shares some songs, and one that I would like to share with you is Queen of Kittens.
Sat down on the street. Maybe you the kind of cat lands on your feet. Maybe you want some believer feline lies. Maybe you immune to fever, cat scratch wise. But no sight you ever seen is quite as mean as mittens. Every night is Halloween to the queen of kittens. Maybe you a tabby cat, oh, a Siamese. Maybe you a shabby cat, just a bag of fleas. Maybe you a Persian on a carpet ride. Maybe you a version unidentified. But it's unrequited love when you play your scene with mittens. Just run in spite of love from the queen of kittens. That old run with scissors, don't play with knives. She'll give you shivers, she'll give you hives. Baby, you can bet your nine lives you don't want this pet tonight. Baby, face the facts before you talk the truth. Don't race the rats to her hot tin roof. Cause all the cats patted down her alley just added to her tally. She's the cat's meow. She'll break your heart and howl. So you see, brother, be wary of mittens plot, or you'll be another canary this kitten caught. Don't get incarcerated by mittens laws, for you sin. Don't get serrated by this kitten's claws. Maybe you still have doubt about Miss Mittens' wrath. But baby, your luck ran out when this kitten crossed your path. She's bad mojo, don't you know, Joe? Sad story in all her glory. She's bad, you see, her majesty. Last but not leastly, this beauty's beastly. She's the queen of kittens.
Again, thank you, Kirk, for allowing us to play that on the podcast. It is one of our favorite songs around here. Oh, all right, so we have no time for listener feedback or voicemails or anything as the sort, so we're just going to move right along into... Ah, yes, the closing music. You know, Charlie did a good job in finding this music before he started. I must give him props. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know the deal. The website is randomvarietyshow.com. Everything about the show can be found at randomvarietyshow.com. Links to Amazon and Audible, the direct donate button, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, our iTunes link, our Stitcher Radio link. Voicemail number is 619-407-8770. There's a link to our Tumblr, our Instagram. You can subscribe by email, also right from randomvarietyshow.com. We can be heard every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the WQ4D Radio Network at WQ4DRadio.com. We are also part of the PodGods Network, PodGodsNetwork.com. The email address is the Random Variety Show Podcast at gmail.com, but everything can be found at randomvarietyshow.com. I would also like to thank my half-brother, Humphrey Clarence Walker, for filling in this episode. Thank you so much. Sound effects, as usual, provided by GarageBand and freesound.org. Our guest for next episode, the actual episode, is still on schedule as Mark Hershon from the Succotash podcast. You've been listening to the RVSP, the Random Variety Show podcast. Remember, there is no need to RSVP for the RVSP. This is Sir Reginald Johnson Walker V, saying thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it around here. Have a wonderful afternoon or evening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. With a regular scheduled episode. Good night.
Mr. Morksepe, is courtesy of the chaotic prattle and vibrations of Mr. Miller's learnings, and the marvelous wizardry of the internet. I did it!
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.podgodsnetwork.com for more fantastic podcasts from around the world. Like the Facebook page and follow the Podgods on Twitter.